Miami, 1991. When his bloodthirsty urges can't be ignored any longer, young Dexter Morgan must learn to channel his inner darkness as he transitions from student to avenging serial killer with the guidance from his father, Harry. This is the plot synopsis of the TV series Dexter Original Sin. It released in 2024, about a year ago. It stars Patrick Gibson as Dexter Morgan, Christian Slater as his dad, Harry Morgan, Molly Brown as his sister, Deborah Morgan, Christina Milian as Detective Maria LaGuerta, James Martinez as Detective Angel Batista, Alex Shimizu as Vince Masuka, Patrick Dempsey as Captain Aaron Spencer, Sarah Michelle Gellar as Tanya Martin. It is star-studded. Let's not forget that it is also narrated by Michael C. Hall. In this series, we go back in time to just after, I think, Dexter was about college age. His sister was still in high school. So they have all new actors for all the characters that were from the original Dexter series. And that was the first thing you have to get over when you watch this series. You're like, oh, that's supposed to be Dexter. Oh, that's supposed to be Deborah Morgan. That's supposed to be Harry, his dad. You know, like, okay. You have to suspend disbelief when you're already suspending disbelief in the original series. You have to do it twice. It doesn't take long. I think it was episode 2, maybe 3, before I realized I didn't care anymore and that I have totally got sucked in into their universe, and I totally believed who they were supposed to be. And that was the young Dexter, that was the young Deborah Morgan, and so on. The only one that really I kind of had a problem with was Christian Slater as the dad, because it was just so much of a stretch. He didn't quite fit in my opinion. I would almost say he was miscast, although he's a great actor. I enjoyed his acting in the series. For me, the standout in the series is Patrick Gibson as Dexter Morgan. He was great. The sister was a little difficult to get over, a little bit because she was shorter than the original Deborah Morgan. It just seemed like her scene where she swears a lot were forced and not as believable. I don't know. That one also didn't quite work for me. Overall, I'm just glad that they continue to make these Dexter spinoff series because I do like the idea. I like Dexter. I thought that having Michael C. Hall voice the character really brought it back to life, playing his inner voice. It helped me to accept him as the real Dexter Morgan. This is a worthy addition, and I'm looking forward to future seasons. I hope they do come out with another season of Dexter Original Sin. I'd highly recommend the series. It's definitely worth watching, and if you do happen to watch it on Showtime, if you have a Showtime subscription / Paramount, you get these little tidbits, these little extra clips at the end and sometimes at the beginning of the episodes where they give little insights into the filming of that particular episode, and that makes it even more fun to watch. I'm not sure if you get that if you just rent the episodes or view them through streaming services. I'm not really sure, because that's where I saw the show, was through the Paramount Plus / Showtime subscription that I still have. Yeah, I know. Anyhow, I really enjoyed Dexter Original Sin, and I give it 5 stars.